Prakash. I'm a PhD student at the Indian Institute of Science, and the title of my talk is Evaluation of Codes with Inherent Double Replication for Hadoop. So this is joint work with people at IIC and NetApp, and of these, Lalita and Vijay Kumar are there in the audience now. So do catch up with them if you have more to know about this. So I would like to thank, first of all, the conference organizers for having me supply this travel grant that has actually allowed me to come over here. Okay, I'll start with an overview of the talk. So this talk is about Hadoop, and we all know that in Hadoop, we will commonly employ a triple replication for data storage. And this has two important advantages. The first advantage is that it gives you good data availability for map reduced computation. It also ensures good resiliency to node failures. But however, this has a big downside, which is that it has huge storage overhead. In comparison, if in Hadoop you had only two copies of each block, you will save substantially on the storage overhead. And because there is a copy, it'll also have good amount of data availability, at least at moderate workloads. So this talk is going to be about Hadoop systems that are only two copies of data blocks. But an issue in having only two copies is that it does not have the required resiliency to node erasures. But that can be easily addressed by adding some extra parities or extra checksums. So in this talk, we will talk about erasure codes which have two copies and which will add extra parities to the two copies in order to ensure resiliency. So let's start with a very simple scheme, erasure coding scheme. The scheme in literature is called as RAID plus M. So in this example, Okay, so in this example, you have nine blocks. They are replicated twice, and P is just an XOR of these nine blocks. And P itself is replicated for extra resiliency. And the scheme here is commonly called as a 10-9 RAID plus M. And this code has resiliency same as standard Hadoop. So the question that is of interest to us is, can you come up with other erasure coding schemes that can outperform this kind of schemes? So that is where we have our code, which we call as the heptagon local code. This is a code with inherent double replication, and this is how the code looks like. Don't think that it's a complicated code, as we will see, it's a very simple code. And this code is going to encode data and store it across 15 nodes. So if you ask me why we should even consider this code, this is the main reason. The point is that so this column is the overhead, and this is the MTTD, or mean time to data loss. So we are interested in ensuring an MTTD, which is at least that of standard Hadoop, which is 3 rep. And if you employ the new code that I'm telling here, which is the heptagon local code, it'll have improved storage overhead and improved MTTDL than the schemes based on RAID plus M. Of course, it also has two copies of every block. So this is the reason why we started with this code, but however, there is a catch. And the catch is relating to data locality for map reduced computations. So let's understand what that is. So in actually Hadoop, we have things called map task assignment, where if you have an MR job, the job tracker is going to assign map tasks to all the available nodes. And in that assignment, two kinds of tasks can arise. The first task is called as a local task, where the compute task is assigned to a node which contains a copy of the required block. For example, the node 1 is assigned a local task on block 1. And the next kind of task is what is called as a remote task, where you assign a task to a node which does not contain a copy of the required block, in which case it has to be copied from a distant node. So in this context, there's a terminology called as data locality, which is just the amount of tasks that are assigned locally, and it's well known in literature that if you increase data locality for the map task assignment, it directly results in improved job time and improved traffic in the whole system. So now let's come back to our code and understand the issue with our code, though it has improved storage overhead. So the issue is that when compared to RAID plus M based schemes, though both codes have two copies for every block, the new code, which is HLC, it will have reduced data locality for map task assignment. We will see the reason for this shortly. And one way this can be overcome is that you only implement this code in systems which have large number of CPU cores per node. So if you implement these codes in a Hadoop systems which have, let's say, 8 map slots per node, then these codes don't tend to have that much of a loss. But actually, however, that is a limitation if you want to implement these codes in actually existing Hadoop systems. But that's not all. You can actually alter Hadoop in a slight way so that this issue is altogether eliminated. So if you are ready to encode in Hadoop across various files, then this, as we will see in this talk, this issue of data locality that actually appears with this code does not arise at all. But of course, that's not part of this work. That is only work which we are doing. Okay, so now let's do the actual details of the talk. So let's first start with the description of the code itself. So the code we are interested in is called the heptagon local code. And this erasure code is built on top of another erasure code called the heptagon code, which itself is an extension of another code called the pentagon code. And these codes are all examples of families of codes called as regenerating codes or locally repairable codes. For instance, both the pentagon code and the heptagon code are examples of regenerating codes, and the heptagon local code is an example of a locally repairable code. And these codes are recently advocated with the specific aim of actually efficient storage for the distributed storage systems. So we will first start with an explanation of this code, then see how that can be extended to the heptagon code, and then we will finally come to the heptagon local code. So the first code, the pentagon code, so this code itself is an example of a code with inherent double replication. And this is going to encode 9 data blocks into 20 blocks, but store them only in 5 nodes. So each node is going to store 4 blocks. 5 times 4 is 20. So let's see how that is done. So these are the 9 blocks. These are the input for your code. You're going to first add a 10th block P, which is just a parity of all these 9 blocks. It can be just the XOR of these 9 blocks. Then let N1 to N5 denote the target 5 nodes, 5 target nodes, okay? And the way we are going to populate these nodes is as follows. Just assume that all these nodes are completely connected. So there'll be 5 choose to 10 edges. Place each of these 10 blocks on a distinct edge of this graph. Then each node is going to store all those blocks that lie on the edges that are incident onto a node. For instance, if I see first node N1, it's going to store the blocks 1, 2, 3, and 4 because they lie on the edges that are actually incident on N1. Likewise, all the other nodes, you see, so if you see this population, every block actually appears exactly in 2 nodes. All right. And if you see this code, and if you just go back to our earlier code that we described, which is a 10-9 rate plus M, you see that both codes encode 9 blocks into 20 blocks with the same parity P, but with the difference that in the rate plus M code, you would have kept all these 20 blocks in 20 distinct nodes in the context of Hadoop. But here, they're going to put these 20 blocks only in 5 nodes. So there's a compact rearrangement of these 20 blocks into 5 nodes, and this rearrangement is essentially the reason for the advantages and disadvantages of this code. Okay, so let's come to the part where we understand the resiliency of this code. So this code can actually tolerate any two-node erasures. So let's see how that works. Let's assume that the first node and the fifth node have gotten erased, and we would like to recover them. First point is to observe that apart from the block which is in common between the nodes 5 and 1, all of the blocks have a copy in the other remaining nodes. So they can all be just copied. And because there is a parity, you can just recover one with the help of this parity. So that way we see that this code can tolerate any 2 out of 5 node erasures. Okay, and this construction that we told here can be extended to polygon of any size, and here I have shown an extension to the case where you have 7 nodes. So both the encoding and the repair operations are exactly same as what we saw in the case of the Pentagon code. So for instance, in the heptagon code, you'll have 7 nodes with each node storing 6 blocks each, and it's going to encode actually 20 blocks into a total of 42 blocks. Okay, so the reason why we are interested in actually extending this construction is that if you increase the number of nodes, you're going to actually increase the storage. I mean, you're going to actually decrease the storage overhead of this code. So this code has an overhead of 20 upon 9, whereas this code has an overhead of only 42 upon 20, which is less than this. But the drawback is that the resiliency of this code is less than that of this code, because both these codes can tolerate only 2-node erasures, and this code can tolerate 2 out of 5, but this can only tolerate 2 out of 7, and that is quite bad. So that's where we come to the third code, which is the heptagon local code, and this code can be thought of as a very simple way to improve the resiliency of the heptagon code at a slight increase in the overhead. And that is done with the concept called as global parities. So let's see how that is done. We're going to take 2 instances of the heptagon code, where each heptagon is going to encode 20 data blocks. You ensure that these 2 heptagons don't have any node in common. And then, so there are totally 40 blocks that are actually being encoded here. And after that, they're going to take another node, 15th node, and you're going to add 2 parity blocks there, where there are parities of all the 40 blocks. So this parity block is going to be used for the cases where you have the 3 erasures inside the heptagon. And so let us see how actually erasures can be tolerated in this new code. So for instance, if there are only 2 erasures inside a heptagon, because we already know that this heptagon itself can tolerate any 2-node erasures, recovery can happen locally. But however, if there is a 3rd node which also goes down inside the heptagon, then the recovery is going to take place with the help of these extra parities that we compute and the other heptagon. So that is the idea behind this code, and that's the way we increase the resiliency of the code at a slight increase in overhead of these extra parities. Okay, so let's come to a comparison of actually overhead versus resiliency of all these codes. So this we have already seen a part of this table earlier. That's okay, we will see it again. So the idea is to construct only those codes whose MTTDL is at least that of standard Hadoop, which is 3 RHEL. So in that sense, I have shown you a 10-9th RAID plus M and also 12-11th RAID plus M. So the point is that 10-9th RAID plus M will have an overhead of 2.22, while 12-11 will improve upon it to 2.18, but its MTTDL is going to fall less than that of standard Hadoop. So this is actually unacceptable. So in that sense, if you see our new code, which is a heptagon local code, outperforms codes based on RAID plus M. So that is the reason why we say these codes can be considered in Hadoop. Okay, so that was the advantage part of this code. Let's come back to the part where we said that these codes actually have an issue, which is that of data locality. So the point is to observe that, as we told earlier, these codes are going to concentrate their data in a fewer number of nodes. And that concentration is going to adversely affect data locality if you start map reduce jobs on these encoded files. For instance, if you assume that if you have a file which is encoded in the form of this heptagon, and if you assume that you start an MR job on it, and also assume that each node can do 2 parallel map slots, so you see there are totally 7 nodes and 2 map slots imply that at most 14 tasks can be started as local tasks. But this code has a total of 20 blocks, so you need a total of 20 tasks, which mean that the remaining 6 have to be started as remote tasks. So the 6 comes because of the fact that there is extreme concentration of these 20 blocks inside the 7 nodes, and that is the reason why the data locality of these codes are bad. So in general, the RAID plus M code will have improved data locality than the heptagon local code. So we have actually implemented these codes in Hadoop to see how this loss in data locality affects map reduce time. So in fact, our implementation is on top of HDFS RAID, where HDFS RAID is Facebook's open source implementation of Reed Solomon codes over HDFS. And we conduct experiments on 2 configurations, where the first configuration is decided to have 2 map slots per node, and it has 25 nodes. And the next configuration has 4 map slots per node, but it has only 10 nodes in the system. So in the first configuration, we test both the pentagon and the heptagon local code, while in the next configuration, we have actually only come so far as to test the pentagon code. So these are the experimental curves that we have gotten. So if you see, the top curves are for the case when you have 2 map slots per node, and the extreme right curve is the data locality that is experimentally observed. So the x-axis is the load injected in the experiment, and these are for bad jobs. So by a bad job, I imply that you start a job, you let the job complete, and you start the next job. So load, I imply that it is a ratio of the number of map tasks requested by the job to the maximum number of map tasks that is available in the whole system. So if you increase the load, as we the locality is actually expected to fall. But if you see, the top curve is for standard Hadoop, which is a 3 RHEL, and this curve is for just a double replicated Hadoop. But in comparison, if you see this new codes, though they have double replication, they don't have that much availability because of the concentration of data. And that lack of data locality directly implies that both your job time and the data traffic is quite high if you have only 2 map slots per node. But actually, however, if you increase it to 4 map slots per node, the extra number of map slots actually help to compensate for the fact that there is a concentration of data because of this code. So if you see here, we have actually tested the Pentagon code, and with 4 map slots per node, the data loss, I mean the loss in data locality is not too high, which implies that if you see the data traffic seen in the job, that is almost same as standard TURIP. Okay, so in summary, we have discussed a new coding scheme called the heptagon local code, which has inherent double replication of data, and actually, but and this code enjoys the advantages that it has good overhead and resiliency when compared to other schemes like RAID plus M. But however, if you are going to implement these codes in standard Hadoop, then if you need good data locality, you will need a larger number of CPU cores than what is needed by RAID plus M. So that's where we come to our ongoing work, where we say that instead of encoding just one file, you actually encode across various files. So if you can do that, we see that this issue of loss of data locality is altogether eliminated. So for example, this is the heptagon local code that we saw earlier, and we told that this code is going to encode 40 blocks of data, and by this I imply that these 40 blocks have to be picked from 40 distinct files. So if you can do that, this issue that is there, this issue that we saw earlier, that will not be there anymore. Okay, so this is some related work in implementation of codes for distributed storage. So locally repairable codes have been implemented in actually Hadoop and Azure by actually Satyam Murthy and Cheng Huang. Regenerating codes have been implemented for distributed storage systems by Hu et al. And Runhui Li et al. There have also been actually other implementation of improved Reed-Solomon codes, which have been implemented and studied, and all these codes have been studied in the context of improving the node repair bandwidth. These codes, all of them have actually only a single copy of data, and as such, in the context of actually Hadoop, they are actually ideal for cold data storage, while actually our code was for more frankly hot data storage. Thank you.
I was wondering if there was any application of fountain codes to this, or do they suffer the same problem of only storing one copy of a block?
I don't think I'm actually aware of any such applications. Do you imply that application of fountain codes to the storage? No, these codes are very short length codes, right? So your fountain codes are very large length. So probably that is one reason why you can't employ them in storage.